This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's 12:03 on Tuesday afternoon, August 20th. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us on the Noon Business Hour. I'm Rob Hart. Spending Thanksgiving or Christmas at a hotel offers a refreshing alternative to the traditional holiday setup. We'll cover that in our next segment. But right now, workers are increasingly anxious about employment security, with fears of losing their jobs reaching their highest level in nearly a decade. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Jason Wachtel, managing partner J.W. Michaels & Company in Chicago. Jason, thank you for joining us today. Fears of a job loss are common, and when you're really anxious about potentially losing your job, you may think you're seeing the writing on the wall, Jason. At what point is just talking yourself down the more productive move? And at what point should you start looking for a new job while you have the security of your current job?
Well, it's a great question. You know, you always should look at your job, not through rose-colored glasses, but really what's going on in the world. Are you performing? Is the company doing well? Are they hiring? Are they firing? If the company is not doing well, you're doing average at your job and they're making cuts, then I would encourage that person to actively start looking for a job, because if the company's going in the wrong direction, the likelihood is there could be some reduction in the workforce and that could impact yourself.
Now, it's a different kettle of fish when you are looking for a new job while you have one, because the opportunities to meet and network with people are a little tougher, because you have to make that work inside of your working hours and possibly do it in such a way that your employer doesn't know you're doing it. And that could also present some issues if they want to get to the interview stage, because they're working from 9 to 5, you're working from 9 to 5. So how do you make those schedules work?
So that's a great question. First off, it's always better to look for a job when you're employed versus when you're unemployed, if you could avoid that. That's the first thing. Secondly, it is still a very competitive job market. You know, it's not like it was during COVID. It's never going to be like that, but it's still a very competitive job market, and companies are still looking to hire great talent. So the first thing you got to do is be selective on the opportunities you're looking at. And then listen, most companies in Chicago are still in some kind of hybrid model. So schedule those for early in the morning, end of the day, during your lunch. It should be easier to go on interviews. But again, to bring it back, it's better to have a job while you're looking for a job versus being unemployed and then it's too late.
Now, if you are worried about losing your job and start looking, should you also be worried that maybe your employer will discover that you are sniffing around elsewhere? And what can they do about it if they find out you're looking?
Listen, I've seen companies do a variety of different things. I've heard companies find out you're looking for a job, they terminate you. I've heard companies looking for a job and they pull you in. What could we be doing differently? Potentially give you a raise. So I think the first thing is it's company dependent is the first thing. Secondly, most importantly, as always, be discreet. Don't blast your resume out to a million different job sites. At JW Michaels, we encourage our candidates to use recruiters or be confidential on the job sites that you're looking at. But be selective and be diligent. Don't give up on your job that you currently have while you're looking for another job, because if you don't put the effort into the job you have now, you may lose it while you're looking for the other job.
Yeah, what can you do, let's say, with your LinkedIn profile to get it into fighting shape for a job search, but also in such a way that you don't look like you're looking for work?
That's a great question. First off, in LinkedIn, which is a great tool, you need to have your profile complete. The more complete your profile is, the higher it comes up on the algorithm where companies are looking for you. So there's nothing ever wrong about that. You always want to have an up-to-date LinkedIn profile. There's plenty of jobs that you could source through LinkedIn, but it won't be a red flag if you update your LinkedIn profile, because it's something that you should have no matter what.
Jason Wachtel, Managing Partner, JW Michaels & Company in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up, discover the joy of holiday hotel stays, all the trimmings, and none of the work.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Travel Tuesday. Part one of our discussion is about spending the holiday season, Thanksgiving or Christmas, at a hotel where all the festive trimmings come without the work. Joining us with some key advice is Cindy Richards, Editor-in-Chief of She Buys Travel. In Chicago. Cindy, thank you for joining us today. Now, it's not necessarily a Hallmark card type of portrait that we're painting here, where you're sitting around the hotel bar at Christmas time, or is it?
Well, I think it's a portrait of a family where your mom's not exhausted because she made a dinner for 20 people and then cleaned it all up. Everybody gets to have fun. Everybody gets to relax. And somebody else does all of the cooking and cleaning. What's not to love about that?
Well, this kind of keys off the discussion we usually have in November about having your Thanksgiving dinner at a restaurant instead of doing it at home. And that's been the case with the Hart family for a couple of years, going out to eat on Thanksgiving as opposed to having a big feast. And yes, you do enjoy the fact that when your meal is done, you're done. You get your leftovers, you go home and maybe have dessert, and that's all the work you have to do. But how can you travel on Christmas and Thanksgiving and do it without paying through the nose at a hotel?
Well, I think there are a lot of hotels that have deals, especially at Christmas. I think it's a little harder at Thanksgiving because there are a lot of people who want to avoid the work of putting on the Thanksgiving dinner. But certainly at Christmas, that's the be with the family, stay at home holiday. So you can always often find good deals at Christmas time on hotels. One of our most popular stories on shebuystravel.com is a roundup of hotels that do over the top Christmas. And if you wanted to stay there on Christmas Eve and Christmas night, chances are you're going to get a room and you're going to find a decent deal. I mean, there are even you can do something really over the top, like go experience Christmas in London and look around and find yourself a deal, especially at Christmas time.
Now, if you're also a big believer in Christmas morning traditions, Cindy, you are an experienced travel writer, so I'm guessing you know that Santa Claus does have perks and reward privileges at Marriott hotels, the IHG chain, and all fine hotels around the world.
You know it. Santa will find your kids wherever your kids happen to be. I think once the kids are a little older, you can have Santa come early or late, depending on what works for your family. But if Santa needs to find them in the hotel, he'll find them in the hotel, just like he finds them at Grandma's house on Christmas morning, if that's where you happen to be.
I'm also a firm believer you can find the best flight deals at any time of the year if you want to travel first thing in the morning on New Year's Day, which is what we did this year when we decided to do a little Florida getaway the second half of the girls' Christmas vacation. We were the first flight out of O'Hare, 5:30 in the morning on January 1st of 2024, and we had a fantastic flight deal. So if you're looking for some deals, you know, do something in the back half of the kids' winter break, why not leave on January 1st?
Well, honestly, it's true on Thanksgiving Day and Christmas Day as well. You can, and what's even better is the airports are empty. So there's no long line at TSA. Maybe, I don't know about New Year's Day, maybe those TSA agents had a little hangover, but on Thanksgiving morning, Christmas morning, if you're willing to travel on the holiday, you're going to find great deals, not full airplanes, and no long waits at the airport.
Oh, this year it was our first TSA pre-check trip, and on January 1st at O'Hare, I think we were out of the car and into the airport in about 5 minutes.
Absolutely, and that's what happens when you travel on the holiday, because those are the days that people want to be home, they want to be with their families, so they're not thinking about traveling. You know, they probably did the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving trip when, you know, you guys are going to be reporting that traffic is backed up and the, you know, 2 million people are going through TSA at the airport on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, the busiest travel day of the year, one of the busiest travel days. But if you wait till Thursday morning, you take that 6 a.m. flight, you can still be at grandma's house in time for dinner and you won't have any of that hassle.
Oh, come on, Cindy. That was my favorite assignment, going to the airport on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving and guilting people into, why are you flying today and why are you taking an entire turkey dinner through security?
Well, I'm sure you'll still be able to do it this Wednesday, because that will be one of the busiest travel days of the year, because that's when people want to do it, because they want to get up in the morning. I don't know. Maybe they want to help grandma make dinner.
It takes all kinds. Cindy Richards, editor-in-chief, SheDrivesTravel.com in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next, the proposed merger between Alaska and Hawaiian Airlines, getting closer to reality.
Economy of words. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Alaska and Hawaiian Airlines getting close to finalizing their merger deal. Joining us to discuss what this means for the industry and for you is Joe Schwederman, professor of public services and director of the Chaddick Institute at DePaul University, based in Chicago. Joe, thank you for joining us today. And at first blush, this does not look like a merger that would have a substantial impact on operations at O'Hare or Midway. Alaska does serve O'Hare, but could this result in more service for the Midwest on this combined carrier?
Yeah, I think it really is a kind of a feel-good merger. Everybody's rooting for Alaska. They're a traditional airline that's held up against, you know, the big four, United, American, Delta, and Southwest. And there's been a number of some drama about somebody's going to gobble them up, and the airline that people really like, because there's a lot of good personal service, they're a little bit of an underdog. They found a partner, and it's Hawaiian, and it's a pretty good match, because Hawaiian now flies from Hawaii to the West Coast. So it does create kind of this West Coast dominant airline that shouldn't affect Chicago much, but it could mean a little more service.
But does this also mean that if you are not amongst the big four, if you're not the United, American, Delta, or Southwest, if you're in that second tier of airlines, let's say you're a JetBlue or a Spirit or a Frontier, is your future consolidation?
You know, I think what the lesson everybody's seeing is either if you aren't one of the big four, you got to do one of two things. You got to be really cheap and go to these niche markets where you can fill up your planes, but you can't outdo the big guys on frequency. And Southwest or Alaska is interesting because they run up and down the West Coast with heavy frequencies. So you have a lot of frequent flyers in California, Seattle, and Portland that love Alaska and use it all the time because they fly a lot in the West and to Hawaii. So I think they have a nice critical mass out there. But they're a bit of an underdog, as you point out, because they don't go nationwide like the others.
What is the secret to making money in the airline business today? Is it frequency? It's clearly not fares, because there's always downward pressure on fares. Is it really just having the ability to put a lot of planes in the air at premium destinations? Is that the secret to turning a profit in the business these days?
You know, it is. We are seeing that with Spirit announcing they're going to have that front cabin with a premium service, and Alaska already has that. That you have to, you know, you have to offer your basic economy to get tap the plane filled at rock bottom. But then for those people willing to pay a little bit more, you have to, you know, be very creative in getting them to pay $30, $40 extra dollars for these different amenities. And Alaska's been able to do that because they are a traditional airline. They got wide bodies, so the plane can configure to multiple classes, and they don't try necessarily to be the unbundled Spirit Airlines. They kind of mirror United American, just in a more regional basis.
Joe Schwederman, Professor of Public Services and Director of the Chaddock Institute at DePaul University in Chicago, thank you for joining us today. Still ahead in Travel Tuesday, tips on maximizing your Disney vacation.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This is Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station, News Radio 105.9. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Hart. These are the top stories on News Radio WBBM. Officers arrest 13 people outside the DNC after an attempted security breach. The search continues for six people after a yacht sinks off a Mediterranean island. It's Travel Tuesday. We'll look at planning a trip to one of the most magical places on Earth. Plus, freezing your credit may help protect your personal information and your finances. WBBM Business, the markets are lower. The Dow is down 71 points. NASDAQ down 78, and the S&P 500 is down 16. 72 degrees right now in Chicago, going up to a partly sunny 73. It's 12:31, topping our news at the half hour as elected leaders prepare for the second day of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. We're learning more information about the security response around yesterday's pro-Palestinian march near the United Center. Chicago police say 13 people were arrested after a group breached part of a metal fence marking the security perimeter around the convention. New fencing and concrete barriers went up this morning. During a news conference last hour, CPD Superintendent Larry Snelling said he couldn't be more proud of officers for how they've handled the demonstrations during the Democratic National Convention.
We put on display the training and the preparation that we've been engaged in for over a year now. That being said, moving forward,
We do expect to see more protest, more demonstrator tactics again. We're up to the challenge.
Snelling also said he did not want to tie this event to the entirety of the protest because some people just wanted to exercise their First Amendment rights. You'll find images and updates from the convention on our social media. Just search for WBBM News Radio. And we're posting complete coverage of the DNC in Chicago under the Election Central tab at WBBMNewsRadio.com. In Italy, the search continues for six people missing since a luxury sailing yacht that they were on sank in a major storm on late Sunday night.
Divers searching the sunken sailing yacht say they've managed to find a breach in the hull of the 180-foot luxury boat, raising hopes of finding the six people still missing, though with little hope of finding any alive. It's believed the ship filled with water and sank in minutes when a rare waterspout hit the vessel off the island of Sicily around 4 a.m. local time yesterday. 15 people on board escaped. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Hey, it's 12:32 as the noon business hour continues. Markets are trading slightly lower today. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Chris Johnson, market strategist with the Johnson Research Group in Cincinnati. Chris, thank you for joining us today. And I want to start off with talking about the VIX, that is the CBOE, the fear gauge, that was 2 weeks ago at levels we have not seen since the COVID shutdowns in 2020. And it looks like it's rapidly approaching beers on the beach level once again.
I love the way you put that, Rob. Yeah, we are seeing some complacency, as we call it, when the VIX gets low. We did see those readings that went well above 60 on that Monday just 2 weeks ago, where everybody, it looked like, was selling. And of course, we had the carry trade that was the catalyst for that at that point. What's happened here over the last couple weeks is that investors have kind of figured out, well, maybe we're not as worried about what was happening there with the carry trade. And we feel pretty good about the fact that that interest rates are going to come down here over the next couple of months. So, and obviously we'll get a little more insight from the Fed, or at least from parts of the Fed at Jackson Hole this week. So everybody's just kind of coming back to the party because interest rates going lower, they feel, will solve everything.
And then when we talk about the Fed having their meeting in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, they're not going to go out and necessarily say it, that we're going to cut interest rates in September and here's by how much. But there will be a little bit more signaling, as we say in the business, about what they're going to do next month.
Absolutely. You're not going to hear anybody come out and make any type of comment that this is what we're going to do. You'll see a little bit of hints. You'll see almost reads, we'll call them, from some of the language. And we know everybody's very good at kind of pulling apart some of those comments that Jerome Powell and the other Fed leaders make. But nonetheless, you're correct. They're going to steer very clear of giving any type of exact kind of forecast of what's going to happen here.
And then let's talk about the bond market for a second, because I think that's also telling a story, too, about and providing a little bit of interest rate relief on its own. In the last month, it has gone from 4.25%, and now it's trending down towards 3.8%, the yield on 10-year Treasury. That's almost a half a percentage point reduction. And what kind of a story is that telling you?
Well, it's telling you that the market's getting ahead of itself right now. We always talk about, you know, how the market tries to forecast itself. They always say that the bond traders are the smartest ones in the room, and there's a good reason for that, because of liquidity, obviously. The bond market is where all the liquidity is at. When you look at what's happened with the 10-year yield, we're trading right just above that 3.8 that you mentioned. We hit a 3.7, actually just a bit below 3.7 after that VIX spike. That is the market just saying this is a lock right now when you look at what the Fed is going to do. If you look at the other side of this, the TLT is what I would look at. That's the ETF that shares or trades the 20-plus year Treasury bonds. That is now going up, and you're talking about prices now instead of yields. The prices of those are now going up towards 100. Now, if we break above 100, it puts the long-term bond market into a bull market trend. And that's the first time we've seen that happen since we slipped into a bear market for equities back in 2021, 2022. So that's a monumental move. It is money coming back into the bond market. And that is giving us a little bit of sense that, first of all, we're going to avoid that hard landing. The soft landing is more of what's being priced in. And second of all, all, that a recession is really not part of the equation. So watch that PLT, the long end of the curve here, as we start to slip back into a bull market. I think that is going to, first of all, take some money from equities, but nonetheless, it's going to, let's call it, punctuate the fact that we're not going to have a liquidity crisis, at least as far as the bond market sees right now.
Chris Johnson, market strategist with the Johnson Research Group in Cincinnati. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next in Travel Tuesday, get some tips on maximizing your Disney vacation from a planning pro.
Conversation that's on the money. You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's part two of Travel Tuesday, sponsored by Preflight Airport Parking. And today we're getting tips on unlocking the magic of a Disney vacation. Welcome in Melissa McAllister, Disney Vacation Planner, Ticket to Ride in Chicago. Melissa, thank you for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour. Now, way back when, in the 90s, I remember if you wanted to really maximize your Disney World vacation, you had to go to the bookstore and buy either the Steve Birnbaum official guide to Walt Disney World or the unofficial guide to Walt Disney World. But now we have Disney vacation planners. And Melissa, that's where you come in. When did you make the turn from someone who went to Disney World a lot to someone who thought, well, my expertise can help other people?
I started doing this about 8 years ago after I brought my daughter to Disney World with my family for the first time, posted on social media about how much fun we had and all the magic that took place, and had friends starting to reach out to me asking for assistance to help plan their vacation.
Now, you have successfully booked over 1,000 vacations to basically all the Disney properties, Disney World, Disneyland, their resort in Hawaii, the Disney Cruise Line, Paris, but also Universal Studios in both Orlando and in Hollywood. But as a travel planner, you know, it's one thing to really maximize your vacation, but it's something else to really plan somebody else's vacation, because it's their free time and their money. So how do you approach that responsibility?
It's a lot, but I love what I do. I have a phone conversation with the family. We talk about when is the best time for them to go. We talk about the ages of any children at the time of travel, because that has a lot to do with when families should go. Do they pull them out of school? Do they go over Christmas break, which is a little bit busier? And then I gear it towards the age of their kids. And I've experienced Disney now more times than I could count over the last 8 years. And I kind of know how to help the families with what they're looking for.
Now, it seems like the age-old issue with Walt Disney World, even from when it opened in 1971, is how do I avoid lines? How do I get the most out of my time? And I was talking about those books that came out 30 years ago, and they always recommended, get to the Magic Kingdom the moment it opens, and then when the gates open, run to Space Mountain as fast as you can so you can get on to avoid those hour-long lines. That was 30 years ago. Now, it all takes place through the app, and you have to know how the app works. So what are some kind of secrets to making sure you can get the most out of your vacation while utilizing this My Disney Experience app?
Well, just recently, Disney changed the whole booking your rides ahead of time. So those guests who are staying on property actually get to book their rides 7 days advance on the app. So they get the first picks of the times that they want and the rides they want. So before even walking to a theme park, they're going to have 3 rides ready for that day. And then as they use the rides, they get to continue adding a ride. So they will constantly have 3 in their back pocket to experience and not have to wait in line. And the lines are usually 15, maybe 20 minutes max, but I never wait usually more than 10 or 15 for any of those rides.
And then some of the highest demand rides that are in place at Disney World, they don't even have traditional lines as we know them. You have to go into the app to get into something called the virtual queue, and it's basically a reservation. They'll tell you, this is you're in the virtual queue, come back at 11:30, and then you can ride Tron or Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes, that is correct. And that is one of the reasons many clients come to me, is because I'm very successful in helping them get that virtual queue, because some of those will be gone in a matter of seconds at 7 o'clock in the morning. So I help them with the tools and the tips that have helped me get them every trip.
And then how do you make all of the, do you go with the families to Disney World with them to kind of be the on-site problem solver, or do some people go without you? I mean, how does that work? I mean, are you a planner every step of the way, including their vacation?
I do not go. I would love to go with all the families that I book, but I do not go with them. I set up phone conversation before they leave. I send them more tips and suggestions. Disney World, I have a 50-page document all broken down to what they need to know, from dining reservations to the whole multi-pass to the virtual queues. So I will walk them through the entire process. And then when they are in Disney, if there is ever an issue, they can email me or they can text me, and I'm happy to help them. And 9 times out of 10, most of the cast members in Disney can answer the questions faster than I can, because they're there with them.
And I would imagine the satisfaction for you is going onto social media and then seeing one of your clients smiling their way through the Magic Kingdom.
Yes, that means that I did my job when they're happy and smiling. And the best is when they say they can't wait to do it again next year.
Melissa McAllister, Disney Vacation Planner. Ticket to Ride in Chicago. You can find her on Facebook and Instagram at Dreammaker Melissa. Join us at this time tomorrow for Personal Finance Wednesday. And still to come, what to consider before deciding to freeze your credit.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
With the recent rash of cybersecurity breaches, freezing your credit could be a crucial part of protecting your personal information and finances. We welcome in Ted Rossman, Senior Industry Analyst, Bankrate.com in New York. Ted, thank you for joining us today. And at this point in time, Ted, it seems like a safe assumption to say that everyone with a digital footprint is the victim of a data breach somehow, somewhere.
I agree. That's why I'm not overly concerned every time we hear about these, because there are some smart things you can do ahead of time. You know, freezing your credit is a great step that can protect against one of the more harmful forms of identity theft, which is fraudsters opening credit accounts in your name. So you can freeze your credit for free online or over the phone with the three major credit bureaus, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. That's really a smart step that people should take ahead of time. And then the next time you hear about a data breach, you feel more protected.
And then when you freeze your credit, what does that do? I mean, how does that cut off a potential avenue of fraud?
What it literally does is it hides your credit report from lenders. And if lenders can't see it, then they won't issue credit. Now, they're not worried about you. What we're worried about is fraudsters. So if you legitimately want to apply for credit, you just have to lift the freeze. And that's a very easy thing to do as well. You can do that online or over the phone in just a few minutes. And what's so important about this, though, is when you're not applying for credit, you want to lock other people out of applying for accounts. Payment card fraud is not affected by this, but I'm not as concerned about that. We've probably all had fraudulent charges on our credit cards, and you can just get those wiped off very easily. The more harmful form of identity theft is someone opening an account in your name, and that's what the credit freeze helps against.
And how common of a practice is this? And do you have any horror stories that you can share about people who did have a line of credit opened in their name and then found themselves in real dire straits?
That's the thing that's harder to unwind. You know, I've heard that it often takes dozens of hours to unwind that sort of thing, because there's just, it's hard to get that horse back in the barn, right? Or hard to get the toothpaste back in the tube. If someone's opened an account, you know, let's say they open a credit card, they go on a shopping spree. Now you have to not just get the transactions reversed, but really just the whole existence of the account is a problem. And then you kind of wonder what else is compromised. So it's better to guard yourself on the front end. That's where it's just really important to control what we can. Freeze your credit. Takes just a few minutes. Just remember to lift it when you're applying for credit. That's a mistake that I made once. And I mean, it's pretty easy to unwind. It's just you kind of feel a little silly about, like, oh, that's right. You know, I froze my credit. I need to unfreeze that. But in general, this is really one of the most effective things we can do, because a lot of other fraud resolution is more after the fact. And this is one of the few proactive things you can do.
Ted Rossman, Senior Industry Analyst, Bankrate in New York.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.